The Baron leaned closer to him.
But not as bad as this one, Lord Voraz. The Cyclos were hated bitterly by peoples everywhere. When your Lord Lunga, whose face you carry on your bills, made a deal with the Cyclos a couple of 100,000 years ago to handle all their finances, he refused to let any Cyclo sit on the bank's board of directors.
It would have hurt the bank's reputation. A sensible move. People would have claimed it was a Cyclo bank.
Ah, yes! But the Cyclos then insisted that forever thereafter, the bank's reserves would be kept in vaults on Cyclo. They're gone!
Lord Voraz dropped his heavy eyelids for a moment. He passed his hand across his face. Then he rallied.
It is true. This still does not alter the fact that you are a debtor.
It certainly does. You're insolvent! And if you don't find assets to back you fast, you will go under.
All right, but this just proves the fact that we must repossess this planet.
This one planet won't save you,
said McAdam.
Why?
Said the Baron smoothly.
Don't you just grab some old Cyclo mining planets or Regency planets? There are over 200,000 of them lying about.
Oh, here now,
said Lord Voraz, horrified.
It is quite one thing to run down our credit and expose our troubles. But it is an entirely different thing to suggest the bank would ever engage upon piratical seizures of things to which it has no title.
Goodness!
Said Drees, shocked.
Those planets were all properly paid for. You simply can't engage in theft.
Their titles would be in dispute. It would open up the bank to wars, and the bank is not a military organization. Anybody who touched those planets would wind up in court. No title to them. I must say, you know very little about intergalactic law governing nations.
Oh,
said McAdam.
I think we do. Have you ever read the original Cyclo Imperial Royal Charter of the Intergalactic Mining Company?
Exhaustively. You can't do business with a company that doesn't file its charter. It was granted 302,961 years ago by King Dith of Cyclo. Why, there's a copy of it, or was, on the wall of every intergalactic mining central compound, required by law. I have read...
The Baron threw a copy of it on the table.
You should read the fine print.
He turned the copy around so Voraz could read it, though Voraz didn't bother to, knowing it almost by heart.
Note this clause here. Number 109. In the absence of a director or directors, the head of a planet owned by the said intergalactic mining company shall have the power to make resolutions, and his resolutions shall be binding.
Lord Voraz shrugged.
Of course. They had only one additional planet then, and the head of it was a royal prince. The directors at that time couldn't be bothered with business. I don't see.
But it is a valid clause.
Right. But you are just delaying.
Now take this next clause. Number 110. In time of emergency and or threat to the company, and especially at a time of disaster, the head of a planet may dispose of company property. Note that it is not further limited nor qualified.
Why should it be?
Demanded Voraz.
It was the same royal prince. He wouldn't take the job away from home otherwise. He was afraid of communication cutoffs or palace revolutions. He could have been left out there holding a claw full of company bills. It was Prince Go.
But you agree that these are valid clauses.
When do I get to repossess this planet?
Said Drees wearily.
Nothing in that charter will permit you to wriggle out of paying 40 trillion credits.
Lord Voraz corrected him.
40,960,217,605,216 galactic credits.
So, there's nothing inaccurate in this royal charter?
Persisted the Baron.
Of course not,
said Lord Voraz. Baron Von Roth and Andrew McAdam looked at each other and laughed, startling the other two.